Marshawn Lynch and, of course, Russell Wilson as a package.
Well, you got two runners, you know what I mean? And Wilson does a great job of not getting hit more than anything, you know. He's very creative with the ball in his hand, whether he's pump faking or he's running the read option play. And Marshawn's just a bully out there when he runs the ball. You know, it takes multiple guys to bring him down. You know, I think he's one of the only couple of running backs that had, you know, 1,000 yards the last three seasons. So, you know, he's a solid back. He's a workhorse. And we have our hands full trying to cover him, trying to tackle him.
Is it like a double-edged sword trying to keep Wilson in the pocket because he can also throw the ball real well?
Yeah, and he does a good job of creating plays on the run, whether it's a busted play or not. So you have to pick your poison. Each play, you have to play to the tendencies. You have to understand that they're going to make plays, but you want to limit the plays. And more than anything, you want to start Marshawn. I think Russell Wilson is just the extra, the icing on the cake. But if you let him go, get going, Marshawn, you know, they got the play action and everything else is open.
How different is Russell from some of the scrambling guys that you guys have faced? It seems like you've gotten better as the season's gone.
You know, on film, it's hard to say. I just know he doesn't get hit. And, you know, he's really good with the pump fake. He's really good at creating plays. He's really good at extending plays. And he really executes their offense very well. You know, he doesn't seem frustrated that much. So, you know, our goal is to stop the run foremost. Try to frustrate him on third down, get him third and long, and have our offense score and maybe put him into a passing situation where he can't rely on the running game or the play-action pass, which he's really good at.
You've practiced against Victor all season. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kevin was saying this might be one of his better years because he's always getting doubled. Mm-hmm. I mean, what makes him, you know, so elusive and...
He's just crafty, you know. He's very crafty in his route running. He's very explosive too, off the break. So that's one of the main things that allows him to be so explosive with a playmaking ability. Because, you know, at one instance he's slowing down to, you know, shake you, and then he explodes breaking the cut. And as a DB with your back turned or impressed, it's hard to cover at times. And him and Eli on the same accord as well. So, you know, when he has the option route, you know, it's nothing you really can do in the slot at times. So, you know, I think the hard work has just paid off over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the? I mean, you probably think you know what a Super Bowl team looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think this team you're playing looks like a Super Bowl team?
I think so. I think they were close last year by a field goal. We're off to a good start this year, 11-2. And it's a great test for us as a defense, as a team, to go against a Super Bowl contender. You know what I mean? Because they're in the playoffs right now. So this is a great gauge for us. You know, Coach Coughlin did a great job of motivating us this week. And that's the mindset we're going in, that, you know, our season may be over, but we're going to go out there and fight. And we're going to give them everything we have. And if we do beat them, it's a great gauge for what could have been.
That's when you work
right.
I mean, that's.
I mean, I think that's inevitable. I mean, that's where we're at right now. We're out the playoffs, unfortunately. So, I mean, let's not, you know, not speak the truth. That's where it's at. But, you know, as professionals, we're not quitting on the season. You know, we're preparing just as we were playing the Chargers or Dallas the last couple of weeks, or even Washington. So, I mean, it's a tough challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
I mean, Justin mentioned they're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So you don't play well. Like, they'll embarrass you and they'll enjoy it.
Right.
I mean, that's a reality.
Yeah,
it
is. And, you know, Russell, you know, he's a great guy, smile on your face and so on, but he's an assassin out there, and he does a great job of orchestrating your offense and, you know, giving their guys plays and chances to make plays. And, you know, I think we got embarrassed enough this season. I think it's time for us to come out here and play.
Well, if you were able to beat the Seahawks, like you said, it was a sign of what could have been. Would that add to sort of the frustration of this season?
I think, yes, it would, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, that's just where we're at. You know, we made our own bed, and now we have to lay in it. So I guess now we're trying to make it a little bit more neater. You know, they're a good team, and this is a great gauge for us. You know, I can't say that no more. Our season's over, unfortunately, so we're fighting for ourselves, for our pride, for our organization, for our fans, and we're going to go out there and give it everything we have.